You can arrive at a place sooner than someone else. You can be taller than someone else. You can run faster than your brother or work harder than your friend. But can you be different than someone else? According to a lot of people, no. Different than, they say, just doesn't work. Unlike sooner, taller, faster, and harder, different is not a comparative form. It's just a plain old adjective like smart. And there's no way you'd use smart in a sentence like Joe is smart than Betty. You have to use a comparative form there. Joe is smarter than Betty. Therefore, the argument goes, the only choice that's really proper is different from. Joe is different from Betty. Blue cheese is different from cheddar. Walking is different from running. In fact, I opt for different from most of the time, and when I'm editing articles, I often change different than to different from. But I do it only because different than is widely perceived to be wrong, not because it is wrong. When you're writing for publication, even perceived errors can be a distraction from what you're trying to say. So I avoid different than whenever different from will fit the bill. But you don't have to. Garner's Modern American Usage says that, quote, different than is often considered inferior to different from. Garner's even recommends different from, but adds, quote, still, it is indisputable that different than is sometimes idiomatic and even useful. Now, the reason it's useful, Garner says, is that different from can't always be substituted for different than. Consider the sentence, life for Joe is a lot different than it was last year. Try using for in that one, and you get, life for Joe is a lot different from it was last year. And that doesn't make sense. That's because in this case, the stuff following than is a whole clause, which must be introduced by a conjunction like than, and can't be introduced by a preposition like from. Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of English Usage is even more emphatic on this matter, insisting that different than has long been established as a standard idiom in English. And in Britain, these guides note, even different to is widely sanctioned. So if you don't mind raising a few eyebrows, don't hesitate to choose different than. And take comfort in knowing that those eyebrows are completely misinformed.